Dr. Pinsky with a case review on Robert Daly, D-A-L-Y. According to the records provided, Robert Daly was seen on 11-16-23 by Dr. Recant, R-E-K-A-N-T, period. He described acute and continued complaints of right middle finger pain, swelling, stiffness, secondary to a crush injury that occurred while at work on 11-15-23. Brady was seen here in Jefferson Emergency Room where laceration and distal phalanx fracture were noted and splinted. Brady continues to have ongoing pain and swelling. Dr. Recant did have the opportunity to review the emergency room record from Jefferson. This included x-rays of the right middle finger, noted a longitudinal split of displaced fracture of the distal phalanx. The overall impressions were right middle finger displaced distal phalanx fracture, comma, right middle finger dorsal laceration, comma, and right middle finger crush injury. They discussed both conservative and surgical options. Mr. Daly was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Steinberg, S-T-E-I-N-B-E-R-G, on 11-17-23. He noted the report showed oblique non-displaced fracture of the distal phalanx. He reviewed x-rays on the patient's cell phone that showed an oblique non-displaced fracture of the distal phalanx. Fluoroscopic images were taken in the office to include obliques, which showed the fracture could not be seen and the bone was aligned. He diagnosed crush injury of the right middle finger with non-displaced distal phalanx fracture. They also discussed treatment options. I am in receipt of a black and white copy of the apparent picture from his cell phone. This does show a longitudinal split in the right long finger distal phalanx, not including the DIP joint. He followed up with Dr. Steinberg through 1-3-24. On exam, he had good range of motion with no tenderness about the bone or instability. He had full range of motion. There was slight prominent scarring of the skin or subcutaneous tissue at the volar DIP flexion crease. Repeat x-rays were done, showing maintenance of the fracture fragments with no change in position. He understands this may eventually calcify with time or could represent a fibrous union. The claimant had no complaints of bony pain and isn't really bothered by some volar scarring under the flexion crease, but he was hoping to return to work tomorrow. Dr. Steinberg authorized him to do so. He was also seen by a resident named Dr. Bush that same day. He found mild swelling of the right middle finger with soft pulp. The remained subunctual hematoma. The wound was well healed. He had volar scar tissue, but does not limit range of motion. He has good finger extension against gentle resistance and is able to move the PIP joint. He has a stable fingertip. He was given information on scar massage and was to follow up on an as-needed basis. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 11-15-13, Robert Daly's right hand was crushed while at work. He was seen at the emergency room where x-rays found a fracture of the right long finger. He followed up with hand specialist Dr. Recant and then Dr. Steinberg. He did have updated x-rays as noted above. He chose to pursue conservative care without surgical intervention. compared to the time of discharge, he had full range of motion and was essentially asymptomatic. Appeared he was eager to return to work and was cleared to do so the following day. Appeared in paragraph, this case will be rated for the right middle finger for his crush injury, laceration, and fracture. Appeared it will also be rated for the index finger that does not appear to have sustained any substantive injury. Appeared accordingly, there was 0% at that finger. Period. And that is the end.